Hi, this is Aaron Ward with the Deed Restrictions Committee. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Very well. Sorry to bother you. I just had to make a phone call and follow up on a couple complaints that we had in the neighborhood.
Okay. What is the complaint?
Well, there seems to be a lot of activity at your home and a lot of traffic coming to and from at all hours. And some of the neighbors were concerned about what kind of activities might be going on in the home.
You know, that's exactly why I'm moving, because I have drug dealers that live on one corner. I won't name them, but let's just say they're really, you know, morally demented.
The only reason it came to my attention is my wife was in the beauty parlor, and she heard the rumor that perhaps you were running a house of prostitution there from your home.
No, I don't have to explain to anyone what I do except to God, and that is absolutely not true.
Put yourself in the neighbor's point. They see someone who is...
For your information, the gentleman's cars that you see here, he is my friend, and probably I'm going to marry him. He has several cars. It's really nobody's business.
You were right about that, but, you know, you've got people that are concerned. They see...
Are they concerned about me?
Why
aren't they concerned about the drug dealers all over the neighborhood? Are they concerned about my children practically getting ran over by the people that are so stoned and high?
These are all
the
things...
Did they tell you about these guys?
You know,
frankly, I think this area is scum, and I'm leaving. I've sold my home, and I'm moving.
Well, and I wish you luck, but in the meantime...
I don't care what he says about me. I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are you supporting your family?
I work out of my home.
Uh-huh.
What business is it of yours?
From an outsider, they see someone...
What difference does it make?
If something illegal were going on, it doesn't matter. The United States of America does have laws.
Well, has someone filed a complaint that there's men coming in and out of my house?
Not officially. I'm just
calling to find out. That the man that I'm probably going to marry...
Mm-hmm. Is that man your pimp?
You know what? You need to get a life, mister. There's something wrong with you.
All right, okay, all right. You know what? I'll tell you what. I can see that you're upset, and I just was...
Absolutely, I'm totally.
I'll tell you what. I would tell the Deed Restrictions Committee that nothing's going on.
I don't give a damn about the Deed Restrictions Committee. I'm moving. This is a scumbag neighborhood.
I guess me getting a freebie is completely out of the question.
Off, asshole.
Did you just have a birthday?
Who are you?
It's Dean and Raj, and it's the birthday scam. Joey asked us to call you.
God.
Yes! Tell your fiance everything's cool.
Oh man, you're in trouble.
So I guess the freebie's completely out of the question then.
God, I'm so offended.
Well, this was Joey's idea, and he wanted.
I know. I'll talk to Joe.
Well, have a happy birthday and good luck in your new neighborhood.
Thanks.
Now, let's go to the phones and see if we can give away the Iron Maiden tickets. So we have a tantalizingly difficult Iron Maiden question. Unless you know the band, you're not going to know this probably. Angie, are you there?
Yes.
Are you an Iron Maiden fan?
Yes.
Well, let's find out.
You have to
give us the name of the band's mascot who appears on all of their album covers.
Okay, that would be Eddie.
That would be Eddie, yes. Ed the Head or Eddie is that sort of skeleton-y skull.
Skeletal with the toothy snarl.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's bald, sometimes he's got hair. Sometimes he's mummified.
Sometimes he's standing over the corpse of Margaret Thatcher. Just depends which cover you're looking at, but yeah. Yeah, he's good, Eddie. Right. Hey, congratulations, Angie. You got that right.
All right, you're going to see Iron Maiden Wednesday night at the Toyota Center. You're there. Hang on.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Thank you.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Olympic legend Michael Phelps is the greatest swimmer ever and perhaps the fastest. But could he beat a great white shark in a race? Well, we're going to find out July 23rd. When Phelps races a great white during Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
Wow.
Now, sharks reportedly cruise around 5 miles per hour, and Phelps has been timed up to 6 miles per hour. But here's the catch. When sharks are in attack mode, they can reach 25 miles per hour. So I don't know how they're setting the course up, but if you want to see Phelps really move, tie a pot roast around his neck and watch racing against quickly become chased by.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
That's today's Wild Pitch.
Hello.
Who the hell's this?
It's Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Morning. Yes.
A convincing argument for birth control.
All right.
Y'all have a good Father's Day?
I think so.
Or as you call it, damn DNA tests. By the way, you know the most common words used in a marriage proposal?
What?
You're what? No! We had a crazy one yesterday.
What happened?
Spent the whole day on a boat.
Okay.
What a crazy time.
Yeah.
Drinking, partying. The girls took their tops off.
Wow.
It was great till the people from the boat show made us leave. Allow me to leave you all with a little traffic tip.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We can use here in Houston.
All right.
Whenever I'm driving and I need directions,
uh-huh.
I always ask the homeless guy with one leg.
Okay.
Because if anyone knows a shortcut, it'll be him. Later!
The Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, brought out his kid to play the drums on stage at a concert. Just adorable, right? She's 8 years old. She's just learned how to play.
It's just whatever. He's in Iceland at some live show. Mm-hmm. And look, I like Dave Grohl, actually. I think he's one of the last rockers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's got a daughter who's eight. You're into that deal where her parents all think that everybody else is as interested in their children as they are.
Mm. Let's listen.
About 2 weeks ago, my daughter said, "Daddy, I want to play the drums."
Aww.
And I said, "Okay, you want me to teach you?" She said, "Yes." And then I said, "Do you want to get up in front of 20,000 people in Iceland and play?" And she said, "Yes."
Do they speak English?
And this is the first song she learned.
Well, it's cute.
It's off.
It's
that's not even good.
Well, Dean, 2 weeks and she's eight. Come
she's
on.
She's not keeping the beat.
What do you expect her to start with a drum piece from Rush?
She's inherited none of the talent so far.
I will say that, yeah, I could play that, and I don't play any drums at all. That's basically a caveman beat.
Yeah.
She's eight.
And she, when I shell out $60 to go to a show, I want to see their kids play.
Well, unless their kids are now adults like Jason Bonham or, you know, Wolfpack playing with Wolfgang. Van Halen.
Yeah.
Wolfgang. I will watch their sons play if they are now adults and have mastered their instrument.
Right.
But what if you go to this concert, it's her first, but then 20 years later, she's like, you know, the badass rock and roll drummers on some, and you're like, I saw her that first show she ever did.
Yeah.
Come on, right? That'd be neat.
I don't know. Not really.
Okay. I'll watch her 20 years later.
Yeah.
If I'm still here.
So, have we posted that charming video?
I'm about to.
Okay, let's get that up there.
I have to do traffic first, but yeah. They're clamoring for it, aren't
they? That'll be big.
Hey, we got the Freedom Over Texas. It's that time of year. The big 4th of July celebration coming to Eleanor Tinsley Park. And we've got a 6-pack of tickets for that great event. If you're caller 12, 713-343-1075.